This short talk, titled Waiting, is on Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, and was given at our 2021 Carols Night at Robina on Sunday, the 19th of December.
It was the great American prophet Tom Petty who sang reflectively once that the waiting is the hardest part. And lately, waiting is all we seem to be doing. At least that's how it feels for me anyway. I don't know about you. Waiting patiently, waiting impatiently, mostly I'm just impatient. Waiting for someone, waiting for something. It's been another long year of waiting, hasn't it? The last couple of years have felt this way. All of us waiting. Waiting at home, waiting in quarantine, waiting over the border, waiting to cross the border, waiting for a vaccine, waiting to get the vaccine, waiting to get the second vaccine, waiting at the doctors because of the second vaccine, waiting for vaccination rates to increase, waiting for restrictions to ease, waiting for things to change, waiting for things to stop changing, waiting to go overseas, waiting for uninterrupted holidays, waiting to go back to work, waiting to go back to school, waiting for things to open up, waiting to get back to normal, waiting to be reunited with your family, and a few days after they've arrived, you'll be waiting for them to go back home again. Does anybody really like waiting? I mean, who likes waiting? Waiting in queues at the theme parks, waiting at the counter to be served, waiting on hold for over the phone, waiting at the traffic lights. And now it's Christmas, and it's time for us to all wait again. But the waiting is the hardest part. Christmas is all about waiting. That's what Christmas is all about. After another long year of waiting around, here we all are now waiting around together. Christmas is a time of anticipation, a time of great expectation. Counting down the days in anticipation of excitement, just 6 more sleeps, kids. Calculating the spending in the expectation of the credit card. Wrapping presents in the prediction that they might be liked. Preparing food in organisation for who's coming to lunch. Christmas is a time of waiting. That's what the very first Christmas was all about. Which reminds me of a story that I heard recently. A doting father asked his small daughter well in advance of Christmas what it is that she'd like for Christmas. Shyly, the little girl announced to her father that what she really wanted for Christmas was a baby brother. And then, to everyone's great surprise and sheer delight, that very Christmas Eve, her mother returned home from the hospital with a baby boy wrapped in her arms. The little girl got what she wanted for Christmas. She was delighted, her very own baby brother. And so when her father repeated the question the following year, there wasn't even the slightest hesitation in her voice. If it wouldn't be too uncomfortable for mummy, she said, this year I'd really like a pony. Friends, it's Christmas. So what are you waiting for? What are you anticipating this Christmas day? What are you expecting? What are you waiting for? In the Christmas story that was read for us, everyone in that story is waiting. It's the very first Christmas, and everyone involved in the story is waiting. Everyone is waiting, except for the baby Jesus. Jesus isn't waiting, he's coming. And the first people that we meet are Mary and Joseph. I want you to hear it again for yourself, verse 18. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. The story starts, and we don't have to wait very long, do we, to meet people that are waiting. Mary and Joseph are waiting. They're waiting to get married. They're waiting for one another. That's what the word betrothed means. It means they are promised to each other. It's more than an engagement by our modern standards, but it's not quite yet a wedding either. Legally, it means they're now bound together. They just aren't living together yet. They were as good as married, except for the all-important ceremony and the most important, the honeymoon. And that's what they were waiting for. They were waiting for each other. At least that's what Joseph thought anyway. He thought he was waiting for Mary. But it appears that Mary isn't waiting for Joseph, because now she's pregnant. Now she's the lady in waiting, found to be with child. She isn't waiting to get married. She isn't waiting to start a family. She's already started one of those without Joseph. And now Mary is waiting to be a mother. It appears that Mary jumped the gun. But Joseph isn't interested in a shotgun wedding. And so now Joseph is waiting again, only this time he isn't waiting for Mary. Can you see it? He's now waiting for the solicitors. Because there's more at stake here, friends, than just selling an unwanted engagement ring on eBay. In those days, being pledged to be married was a contractual agreement. It's why the words like husband and divorce are being used here. The promises were made, the arrangements in place. Everything is waiting. They just hadn't sealed the deal. But just as Joseph is waiting to divorce Mary, an angel of the Lord appears to Joseph and tells him to wait. Have a listen to the angel's voice in verse 20. Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Wait up, Joseph, says the angel of the Lord. Marry that girl. Marry her anyway. Marry that girl no matter what you say, because it's not Mary who's been unfaithful. It's God who is now being faithful. Mary hasn't broken her pledge, Joseph. God is now keeping his promises to Israel. Even his name, Joseph, as a son of David, indicates that God made promises to David. Mary is not only expecting, friends, a child inside her, but now the weight of universal expectation is upon her. This is the child that we've all been waiting for. The Saviour who comes to set us free. Free from the obligation to suffer. To suffer for all of our wrongdoings, for all of our sins. To set us free from the requirement to be punished by God for everything that we've ever done wrong. Jesus saves his people from their sins, and he does it in his death for our sin on the cross. Even the name Jesus means salvation. So you see, what seemed like really bad news for Joseph is good news, great news, the very best news for all of us. It's the news that you've been waiting for, and they've been waiting for it for a long time to hear too. The angel now confirms what the prophet foretold, verse 22. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. You think you're tired of waiting around? This promise is about 740 years in the making. It's like accurately predicting tonight the lotto numbers for the draw that will be taken in the year 2761. Just the details alone here are staggering and incredible, aren't they? 740 years before, a virgin will conceive and bear a son. But take a closer look at what's actually being promised. The child's name, Emmanuel, means God with us. And so for a people who've been stuck in exile, for a people that have been restricted in isolation, away from their homes, separated from their loved ones, stranded from all that's familiar, estranged from all that was once considered normal. The words foretold by the prophet Isaiah, the message now spoken by the angel, the promise of Christmas, the hope of joy in this very moment, is not only about the Saviour that we all need, friends, a Saviour who saves his people from their sins, but about the promise that God is with us. God is with you. God waits with you in this very moment. This moment, right now. God waits for you. And God waits for you to wait with him. Friends, it's Christmas. So what are you waiting for? The child named Salvation forgives our sins. Jesus saves us from the judgment of God. The child named God with us now waits with us, and he waits for us. God is waiting for you. God waits for you so that you might wait for him. And here at Salt Church, we are a people who are waiting together. We are waiting together for Jesus. See, everybody waits. All of us wait, except for Jesus, who's coming. Jesus came to save us from our sins, and he's coming again so that we can be with him forever. Just like God's people of old waited for Jesus, so now we are waiting for him too. And tonight, I want to invite you to come and to wait with us. Will you come and wait with us while we wait together for him? Friends, it's Christmas. So what are you waiting for? God is waiting for you so that you might wait for him. Merry Christmas, everybody. Yeah.